Hey, welcome back to The Possibility Show. This is your host, Jovan, and I'm a business and life coach. In this episode, we're going to be talking about purpose. And our guest today is specialized in talking about purpose and helping other people in their purpose. But before we get into that, I want to just acknowledge that, you know, it's half of the year has gone already, and half of the season two for The Possibility Show has, you know, passed as well. We're past halfway mark of season two, and I really want to take this moment to really acknowledge and, you know, be very, very express my gratitude in all to the guests and you as a listener, as a loyal listener to this show as well. You know, I really want to tell you that I really appreciate that you are spending your time in listening to this kind of content that will help you in your life. Okay, but back into our episode today. And yeah, and our guest today is someone who, based on her own experiences, has come into like a realization how important purpose is. And you know, like she will be sharing some of her stories later on as well. And the thing is, what I really like, you know, I've had several coaches and as guests in the show, and you know how I love talking to coaches, because it's that certain level of self-awareness and, you know, like certain alignment in the way with how I think as well. So let me just quickly introduce our guest today is also a writer and who is a life purpose coach. And so she basically helps people figure out exactly what they are meant to do in life. And of course, helps them, you know, teach them how to make it happen as well. So yeah, without further ado, let's all welcome Misty Sansom.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to chat with you today.
Hi, Misty. And you're from New Zealand.
Yes, I am. I'm based in the North Island of New Zealand in a very small little community. I was going to say by the beach, but most of New Zealand is by the beach. It's quite a small island. So yeah.
I love New Zealand. I was there 2 years ago now, and I've spent some time traveling around, yeah, the Northern Island, like Auckland, you know, the Hobbiton. I went track as well, Tongariro. But yeah, I love New Zealand, and I fell in love with what's the name? Oh, okay, I cannot remember now. But yeah, it's somewhere in the west side of New Zealand.
Oh, okay, on the North Island.
Yeah,
or yeah. In the south. Yeah, maybe Taranaki or something like that.
The thing is, in my mind, is Tongariro, but the Tongariro is in the middle, in the where we did our trek. But anyway, I will remember it, you know, how amazing our brain is. But anyway, for the benefit of our listeners, could you share more about who you are and, you know, what you do, so that the listeners can have a rough
overview. Absolutely. So I'm, as you introduced, a life purpose coach. I help people figure out exactly what their purpose is and help them create a plan to bring it to life, basically. So my story starts from a young age. I've always felt like there was something that I was meant to do in life, just something that I felt really compelled to do, but I could never quite articulate exactly what it was. It was just this kind of deep sense of something. And I've always felt that. And as I got older and started to move into, you know, the real world and you leave school and get a job, all that kind of thing, I really tried to follow this nudge of this thing that I felt really drawn to. And so what I did for a period of probably several years is what so many of us do. I really bought into the advice that you should follow your passions. So I would follow a passion, and I would go down this path and think, you know, this is it. I'm so passionate about this. This is what I'm meant to do. And then inevitably I would realize, actually, you know what, this just isn't it. And so I would start again and I would go back and think, okay, what is it that I'm meant to do? And I would think, well, I'm really passionate about this. So maybe this is what I should go down and, I should go down this path. And I did that over and over and over. And in one hand, it was amazing because I had lots of different experiences. I did lots of different things, from, hosting a radio station show to working in real estate. I did so many different things, marketing. And I would end up back in square one where I just realized that this path that I had gone down just wasn't quite it. There was still something missing. So I decided a few years ago now, I decided I really need to figure this out because otherwise it's just going to drive me mad. And I decided that I would take, still live a normal life, but I would take some time essentially for however long it took to really consciously focus on it and try and uncover exactly what this purpose was or what this mission was or this calling that I really felt compelled to do, but just couldn't find the words to describe what it was. So I did a ton of self-reflection and, I did meditation and journaling and so much really dove into personal growth and personal development and sort of just absorbed and explored everything that I could think of, really leaned into intuition. And eventually, after a period of several months focusing on it, very clearly, I was lying in bed one night, it was dark before I went to sleep, and was thinking about, what is it? What am I meant to do? And kind of heard it spoken to me as your purpose is to help others find theirs. And I remember just this feeling of like, total relief. Like, my gosh, this is it. This is the thing that I've been, searching for so long. And it was such an incredible feeling. But then at the same time, sort of, a few seconds later, I sort of started to think, wait, what does that even mean? And what am I meant to do with that? Like, that's not a thing, I can't go and study that, or, it's not a career or anything. So I thought, no, that's stupid. Like, I'm going back to the drawing board. But after sort of, a few weeks, I realized actually this is what it is. I can't kind of unknow what I know. So instead of trying to think of something new, I started thinking about, well, how can I turn this into something? And if this is what my purpose is, how can I bring it to life? And I started to revisit, knowing what I know now, looking back, what would have helped me get to this point so much easier and so much sooner. So what was it that really helped me arrive and uncover what my purpose was? And so I sort of reverse engineered this process that I went through, and I tried it out on a very early audience that I was working with then, and took a few different people through the process. And it was incredible because I had managed to take this very intangible concept and create a very step-by-step process around it, and with so many different people, different ages, different walks of life. And that same process is what I still use with clients now.
Wow. And that's what we're going to be sharing today as well. And I keep saying today in this episode, but because I never know when the listener is going to listen to this. But anyway, and before we dive into that, I really want to say that, listening to your story, I can really see a lot of similarities in my journey as well. After my career path of being an engineer was, abruptly stopped because of, the financial crisis and all of this, I started to explore a lot of other things. I went into property investments as well, which is real estate. You mentioned that I did marketing and I did a lot of stuff. So I eventually went into focusing into business, creating businesses, which is also in different in different industries, some in property, some in education, etc., etc. And so it's just, but there's something about what's happening in my life. What I realize that it's like a spiral, like that there'll be a point in my life that I would encounter similar things. And that was coaching. And that was really about, you know, education, training and coaching. And so, yeah, just very recently, I also kind of like shifted and committed into that. That's going to be like the thing for me in, you know, for the rest of my life, basically. Well, I don't know if it's going to be for the rest of my life, but I look at it as like that. And I haven't had that feeling. Yeah. And you know, that moment where you also heard a voice that happened to me as well at lowest point in my life. I shared this in some of my other episodes as well, that I was kind of like losing hope already and in the brink of, you know, like just ending it. And then I heard a voice, but it's funny. It's not as distinct as yours, because mine was just saying that, you know, I still have this permanent residence in Singapore. And so it just made me realize, okay, you can still do something in life. You know, like this is the next step. So I thought it's very interesting, very interesting. And yeah, okay.
Absolutely. It's amazing. So, and it's interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just going to say it's so interesting, because I find a lot of the people that I work with, especially if they are intuitive people, and they've sort of been somewhat guided by their intuition, they have often circled around their purpose in different, you know, very different ways, maybe very indirect ways. But when they finally uncover what their purpose is, suddenly it makes so much sense looking back as to, you know, why they chose the particular careers, or why, what they really enjoyed in different jobs. And it's kind of like, oh, right, I see, I get it now. Like I get why I was drawn to those different things.
Yeah. And it all connects. So, yeah. So now back into the purpose, and, you know, like this might be a question that one of my listeners would be probably asking, is that why purpose? Like why would someone would want to find their purpose?
Well, I come from a place of very much believing that we all have a purpose. I wholeheartedly believe that there is something that every single one of us is meant to do in life. And, you know, whether you are spiritually inclined and maybe bring a bit of that sort of spiritual type of purpose into it, or whether you're just very logical in the sense that there is something in terms of my personality and my experience in life and what I'm working toward, that there is this, you know, thing that I am meant to share or meant to teach or give or whatever it might be. So I really feel that every single one of us has a purpose. And, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions about what purpose is and isn't. I find often, you know, I talk to people and they're kind of like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know if I have a purpose. Maybe I don't, kind of thing. And I'm always like, you do. It's just, you know, we've got to like, we just have to change your perception around what it is and isn't.
And like you did, you're also asking like, what's that purpose? I'm going to ask that as well. But before I ask that, is like, what would be the benefit of, you know, like for a person finding out, oh, this is my purpose, you know?
That's your purpose. Yeah, it's a really good question. And the benefit is that your purpose is the one constant in life. You know, as life continuously changes around us, and especially currently with everything that is going on in the world, there is so much uncertainty. You know, even if looking past, say, coronavirus and pandemics that are going to come and go throughout our life, even thinking about things like climate change, you know, there's social structures, government changes, there's so much change in the world. And having a really clear North Star, I guess, having that really clear and articulate purpose of this is who I am and this is what I'm here to do, it means that no matter how life changes around you, you still have that to work toward. Like, you still have that. That's the thing that you're here for. And even in sort of smaller individual changes, like, you know, if you choose to have kids, or if you, you know, get married, or find a partner, or however you live, whatever you do, as you change careers, you know, if you separate or get together with someone, it's sort of all of those changes as well. To have a very clear purpose is just, it's so empowering.
And I really love it when you said it's that one constant in our lives, right? And I was like imagining and thinking about like what I stand for as well, which is, you know, like helping other people. And it might be different from you know, the others, but that's, I'm very clear with that. And reaffirming that while you were sharing is like, yeah, that's very true. Like, even whatever has happened, you know, even just this talking about this year, I'm really about that. I want to help other people in whatever way I can. And so yeah, I really definitely agree with that. And so for like definition purposes, like, so that, you know, we are all in the same page, we are all aligned in what we are talking about. Like, what is really, what, when you talk about purpose, what is it? What does it mean? Yeah.
Yeah, so your purpose is like the sort of overarching theme of your life, It's that thing that you are compelled to do or share or create or inspire or teach or, you know, give to others. It's usually going to be centered around people, as you said, you know, that feeling of wanting to help others. So our purpose is usually going to be for others in some way. If not for others, a smaller percentage of people find that their purpose is more focused around the environment or around other living beings like animals and things. And which really makes sense, because if you take away everything material in life, you know, what do we have left, right? We have each other, we have the environment, and we have other living beings. Yeah. So it totally makes sense that your purpose is going to be centered around sort of one of those three things. The other thing about your purpose is that it is often very vague, and it's usually a very big concept, like in terms of, you know, helping others in some way. Like, that's quite a broad statement, and that's exactly how it should be with your purpose. It's not going to have a clear you know, there's not going to be a clear occupation tied to it. There's not going to be a clear title tied to it, because how you choose to bring it to life is when you start to sort of narrow it down and start to focus it in a certain way. Like you say, you know, my purpose is to help others. If my purpose is to help others in some way, then I could become a coach. I could become a teacher. Yeah. I could do this volunteer work. I could become a community leader. There are so many different things that you could do. And so the way in which you bring it to life is when you start to sort of find those paths, and you start to sort of work out, okay, I'm going to create a business that looks like this, and this is how my purpose is tied into it. Or I'm going to align my purpose with my career, and this is how I'm going to do it. Or, you know, I'm going to use my passions or my skills or my prior experience or the things that I want to learn to bring my purpose to life. So, as I said, it's a very big and broad statement, and there are so many different ways that you can bring it to life. And it's probably, the way in which you bring it to life will probably change as, you know, as time goes on. And that's totally fine.
Yeah. And I like that. While you were sharing, I was thinking, purpose is not about, you know, like being the number one electronics engineer in, you know, like, that's not
possible.
Like, it's a goal.
No. Yeah. And, you know, and it's totally fine to have those goals. That's fantastic. Absolutely. But yeah, you're totally right that, you know, your purpose is, yeah, it's so much bigger than that. You know, it's that really big sort of thing that you can inspire or change or sort of really have an impact on for other people.
I like that. Yeah. Thanks for clarifying that. And now that we are all kind of like aligned and on the same page on this, so now we can start talking about how do people, you know, how do you help people figure out exactly what their purpose is?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I said, I have a very clear process that I take people through. So the process is split into three parts. The first part is all about understanding who you are. So what you like, your values, what you're really interested in, your personality. The second part is when you uncover exactly what your purpose is, you bring that together. And then the third part is about how you'll bring it to life. So we can go into each one of those parts in a bit more depth. So the first part in terms of, you know, who you are and what you want out of life, the place that I really like to start with people is their personality. And, you know, obviously we grow and change as a person over the course of our life, that we're always going to be growing and changing. But you can get up to speed with who you are now. And a really fun and easy way to do that is through a personality-based test. And I really like to use Myers-Briggs. I know that, you know, all personality tests have a bit of criticism. They some can somewhat taken with a grain of salt, but I like to use those to get a really good overview of someone's personality, and for them to sort of perhaps see different traits in a new light, or sort of uncover strengths that they may not have thought about before, or really become aware of potential weaknesses, all of those different things. So we start there and have a series of prompts for people to go through to dive into that a little bit more. And then we look at how you like to feel in life. So do you like to feel safe, or do you like to feel really excited, or do you like to feel free? Is freedom a really big feeling for you, or do you like to feel nurturing or cared for or caring, or all of these different sort of feelings that come through? So again, we use a series of different prompts to help people uncover their sort of core feelings and narrow them down to just sort of 3 to 5 of the main ones. And then we look at themes, which are your interests and passions and skills and all of the things that you really love to do. And I like to split them into tangible themes and intangible themes. So a tangible theme being, you know, a love of swimming and or hiking, and an intangible theme being a love of learning, for example, or connecting with people. And again, it's sort of about looking at all of those things that you're really interested in and narrowing it down to those main themes that are really consistently showing up in your life, or those themes that you'll really find yourself coming back to all the time. And the next step to that is to uncover...
Before you move to the next step.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Before you move to the next step. So I would just want to remind our listeners that, you know, like, you can take out, you know, your notepads and, you know, just take notes. I'm taking notes while Misty is sharing. But yeah, so do take notes. I think it really helps if you do take notes, so to remember all of these concepts and all. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So once you've uncovered those themes, it's really interesting to dive into motivations. And so with each theme, it's really interesting to say, you know, okay, if you have this theme of hiking, for instance, and then we would ask, you know, what is it about hiking that you really love? Is it that you are out in nature and you feel really connected? Or is it that you are in a situation where it's very peaceful? For instance, you know, you're usually surrounded by people, but in this situation, you're sort of, there's a bit of solitude. Is it that you feel like you have a bit of a break from, you know, normal day-to-day life? It's really interesting because different people will answer that question differently, obviously. You know, but people will... Yeah, they'll sort of find different reasons for what it is that they love about this particular thing. And then we can kind of, whatever the reason is, go into it a bit deeper and say, so, you know, what is it about that bit of solitude that really is really drawing you? Like, is it that you have time to think or reflect, or is it that you have time to feel inspired, or whatever it is? And often you'll find that it ties directly into how you like to feel. You'll kind of usually uncover words that really, you know, that you've already written down, which again is perfect because it kind of helps you to see where all of those links are and how things are connected. So I really like that exercise. And then the last part, the last exercise for this part is to uncover your values. And I know you kind of spoke on the things that you're really clear on before. And, you know, being clear on what your values are is so important. One of the prompts that we go through after we uncover, again, those sort of top 3 to 5 values is to look at where there may be a misalignment in your life. Mm-hmm. So in your life currently, are there areas where you are in conflict with these values? And often if people are feeling there is a bit of conflict, often people find that it's what they're doing for a living. And they find that either the career, it might be the industry that they're in, the role that they're in, the particular company that they're working for, that there is a clash between their own personal values and the values that this company has or the culture within that organization. And so that's a really interesting experience to go through with people.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So I really love that one. And then the next part is getting into uncovering exactly what your purpose is. And so I always start by kind of reiterating to people, you know, what it is and what it isn't. So for example, you know, your passions aren't your purpose. We kind of talked about that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to quit your day job. This is really important because I feel like, often in the conversation around purpose, people feel like, okay, well, once I find it, that means that, you know, I've got to hand in my notice. I've got to kind of run off into the sunset and I'm just, this is what I'm going to do. Or I have to create a business around it, or therefore I have to change my whole career to align with it. Yeah. And if you want to do that, you know, if business is a really big passion of yours, for example, or if you do want to make what you're doing on a day-to-day basis directly aligned with your purpose, that is amazing and fantastic. And, you know, I'm excited about that. But you don't have to. And I really want to highlight that to people because I don't, you know, we all have bills to pay, right? Mm-hmm. And we're always going to be go through different stages of life where we have to take a day job. Yeah. You know, we might have very young kids at home. We might have a mortgage. We might just, you know, just be saving up for something or have bills that we want to pay down or just, you know, we're moving through life in that way. And I don't want people who are in that situation to feel like therefore they can't live their purpose or therefore they can't bring their purpose to life on a day-to-day basis, because they absolutely can. You know, as we said earlier, your purpose is a very big concept, and it's something that you as an individual on your own can do for, you know, usually for other people or, you know, for the world in so many different ways. So you can bring your purpose to life just naturally on a day-to-day basis. And again, I'm really using your example a lot. That's okay. But, you know, having a purpose of helping people, obviously you can create a business around that in terms mm-hmm. of being a coach is a perfect example.
Yeah.
You can align your career to that if you choose a career that you know, where helping people is sort of a direct result of what you're doing. Or you could just as easily have a day job and live that purpose of helping people around it, you know, in terms of volunteering or in terms of just how you go through life on a day-to-day basis, you know, just in terms of how you connect with other people, and you know, the messages that you share, and sort of how you make people feel when they meet you, and how you inspire them just in sort of everyday conversation. So it's something that, you know, living your purpose is something that every single person can do, no matter what their situation in life is, no matter where they live, no matter what they have going on. It's something that you absolutely can do, you know, today.
Yeah, and can I add on to that? So so I coach people, specifically people who wants to, you know, transition and start their own business. Whether, you know, let's say for example they're working now, and then they want to start a business while they're working, or completely jump off and start their business. And what people don't know as well is that I encounter people, I coach people who eventually, you know, what would be the outcome of our coaching is that they won't go and start their own business, and, you know, just to continue what they're doing now, and then maybe tweak a little bit, you know, their lifestyle or how they view the world, and they're okay. So
absolutely. Yeah. I totally, yeah, totally hear you on that.
Yeah. And I like that you pointed it out, that, you know, going for your, or satisfying your purpose, or going for your purpose doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you're going to start or change your lifestyle drastically and start a business or something like that. So that's a very good point.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I think it's really important to make people aware of, because again, you know, when we're talking about these misconceptions, I feel like that's a really big one. I feel like there is this misconception that you know, you can only be on purpose if you're working for yourself, or you can only be on purpose if it's sort of you know, what you're getting paid for, or something like that. And it's just not true. And I don't want that to be a mental barrier for people, because it is such an important concept. It's the concept of purpose and being aligned with it is so important for our well-being. You know, it's so important for our sense of self, and therefore so important for the community that we live in, and you know, the people that we connect with on a day-to-day basis, and that sort of spreads around. So yeah, such an important point to highlight.
It's fantastic. And, you know, as coaches, we help people basically get to, you know, what they want or where they want in life. And so the thing is, like, even though, like, for example, I know someone who wants to transition from what he's doing now, and then, you know, possibly start on his own. And even though, let's say, the outcome of that is that they won't start their own business, or they won't start on their own eventually, I think it's still important to go through that process and be very, very clear, right? And I think one of the things that you mentioned initially as well is that having that clarity that this is something that is important to you, like, whatever you want to apply it, however you want to apply it in your life, as long as you are very clear, and then it, you know, it gives you a certain level of satisfaction and happiness as well. So, but yeah, the thing is, people are so scared to even, like, you know, go through that process. So how do you ease people into that?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And it's absolutely so true. One of my favorite exercises to do with people is the ideal day exercise, which I'm sure you're very familiar with. So just imagining that it's, you know, a year or 5 years or 10 years in the future, and you would write down, describe your ideal day in great detail. So start from the moment you wake up, and you know, what does that look like? What do you do when you first get out of bed? And what does your morning look like? And what do you eat? And who are you with? And, you know, how do you spend your morning? And what do you do for lunch? And how do you spend your afternoon? And, you know, so on until you're back in bed, basically. So as much detail as you can think of. I really love that exercise. And so what we do with that is we kind of sit down and we look at, okay, what are the things that you can do that we can sort of bring in and incorporate into your life right now? Because, for instance, most people, you know, the thing that I love about this exercise is that people describe the most beautiful and simple things. You know, it really highlights to them that the things that are important is just that they have time to just be, that they have time to connect with their loved ones, and that they're working on something, or they're doing something that they enjoy. That, you know, and that usually it sort of describes the ideal day for the majority of people. And I really love that. So we would go through and sort of think, okay, if you've described, you know, that you get up in the morning and you take some time to meditate, beautiful. We don't need to wait 10 years to do that. So like, that's something, you know, like that's something we can do tomorrow. So we kind of look at, which parts of your ideal day, or if they describe, you know, something like sitting around the table eating dinner with their family. Again, that's something that you can implement now. It's something that you can make a ritual and make a habit for your family now. So we look at what can we bring in starting right this moment. So I really love that part of it. And then we go through the ideal day and think about what are the long-term goals. So for instance, if somebody has described, you know, a really thriving business that they feel really inspired by, but they haven't started, that's cool. That's perfect. It's sort of like, okay, well, we've got this goal that this is where you want to be, you know, in 5 years time, 10 years time, that you want to be working for yourself, and you want to be working on a project that you feel really inspired by. So we can kind of break that down and work out what that looks like and figure out, again, what you can do today, what you can do tomorrow to just take the first steps toward that. So we can break down these bigger, very long-term goals right down into, you know, daily activities. Like, what could I do tomorrow to take those steps forward? So, that would probably be the way that that I ease people into those transitions and those changes, and just start having them think about that long-term picture, how they really want to live. And that's one of my favorite exercises to do.
Yeah, that's so nice. I do that in some of my trainings as well. And you know what? You know, like, to those who are listening here, you can do that, you know, right after listening to this episode, you can immediately do that as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's such and it's a great one to revisit. Like I do that exercise myself, and I like to sort of just go through it every maybe 6 months to a year. Ooh. Just to reaffirm, you know, it honestly, it doesn't really change much. I kind of end up writing all the same stuff, but it's it's so lovely to just kind of go through, just to sit with that and like hold that vision and really describe it and go through it. It's really cool.
Yeah, mine is 5 years, and I just redid last year. So,
oh, cool, brilliant. Yeah, that's good.
And cool. So, Would you mind summarizing again this step so that, you know, the listeners can go through it again?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first part is about uncovering who you are, what you're about, how you like to feel, what you're interested in, what your values are, what motivates you. So it's really just that really deep self-reflection and getting to know yourself. And then the second part is where you really dive into exactly what your purpose is. And again, I have a series of prompts that I take people through, and it's often about getting clear on what it is and what it isn't, and sort of pulling out those key concepts that you've really been drawn to throughout your life. And then the third part is working out a way to bring it to life. So just uncovering, you know, how will I live this on a daily basis? Whether it is just in normal everyday life and it's just something that you it's just something that you do, or whether it's something that you purposefully build. You might build a business around it. You might align your career toward it. However that looks for you, you know, whatever suits you is perfect. And again, the way in which you bring it to life can change over the years, and that's perfect. Absolutely fine.
Nice, very nice. Thank you very much for, you know, repeating that and summarizing that. So typically how long does it take for, you know, to go through this with a client?
So I have taken people through the process. If we're working one-on-one or in the membership, we do little month-long mini Find Your Purpose courses. It will take people between 3 and 4 weeks, usually 3 weeks. And yeah, crystal clear on exactly what their purpose is. I also have an ebook that outlines the exact process, and so people can work through that at their own pace. And based on the feedback that I get, it obviously it can take a little bit longer for people if they don't have that sort of direct guidance or that sort of one-on-one feedback. And so going through that process on your own, it really kind of depends on where you're at in life. Like if you've done a lot of self-reflection, you'll probably get there quite quickly. If you're very intuitive, you'll probably get there quite quickly. If this is the first step for you, it might take a little bit longer.
And I think really accountability really helps if they, you know, have if they sign up for the membership or they have one-on-one coaching, right?
It does. Yeah, it's just getting that feedback and making sure that they're sort of heading in the right direction, that they're making sure that they're not getting caught up in those misconceptions, and that they're getting those prompts to kind of dive in a little bit deeper or sort of look at things from a new perspective. So yeah, that feedback really does speed up the process. And I mean, that applies to anything, you know, if you have a guide or a teacher to help you, like the learning curve is just, much easier.
That's very true. And you know, like we're almost at the end of our conversation. I can really feel that we can have a longer conversation, talk about a lot of other stuff. But you know, like for the sake of this episode, you know, we have to end it. Any last kind of like words that you want to share with the listeners? And then after that, you know, maybe share where they can find more information about you, you know, how to best contact you. And then the third one is that I have some quick fire questions that I'd like to ask you after you do first the two steps.
Yes, absolutely. So I guess the last message that I would leave people with is, you know, if you have that feeling that there is something that you're meant to do, I want to confirm it for you that, you know, that, yeah, you're right, that there is something. You may not be sure exactly what it is at that stage, or you may not be exactly sure what that looks like, or sort of how to define it, which is totally normal. Every person that has ever found their purpose has started from that same place. You know, we've all been in that same position. And yeah, it's really just taking that time for self-reflection and sort of knowing what questions to ask and sort of going through a very intangible journey in a very tangible way. So in a very you know, step-by-step process in a very simple way. These are the questions to ask. This is what to look for. And so to lead on to how people can find me, my website, mistysansom.com, which is S-A-N for Nelly, S-O-N for Mum. And the ebook that I mentioned is also Pay What You Can. I shifted it to from $39 US last year to Pay What You Can. And the reason that I did that is just because, you know, it's just so important. I think it's something that I really want to have accessible. I want as many people as possible to know what their purpose is and to be living it in whatever capacity, however that looks, because I think it's so important for the world.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. Ooh. Yeah. So now, you know, if you're listening to this, go ahead. No, wait. After you listen to this, go ahead, go into her website and, you know, get that book, ebook. Cool. So I have a few questions I would like to ask you. Yep. You know, you can answer them as short as you can, or, you know, as much as you need. All right. Okay. The first question is, what are one or two books that made a huge shift in your perspective in life?
Ooh, the first one is definitely The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. It's such an incredible book, sort of a little bit spiritual, a little bit personal growth, but completely shifted my perspective. And then from a more business point of view, The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. It's really like short and sharp, and I read it when I feel like I need Stephen to like figuratively kick my ass and make me work. So yeah, it's like a really good just to sit down, do the work kind of read.
Okay, cool. So the next question is, what is an unforgettable failure that created an unexpected opportunity or success?
Ooh, that's a really good question. And I would say it would be all of those different paths that I went down, you know, in terms of like following my passion, because all those different things that I did, because it really, it did really lead me to what I'm doing today. And it gave me a very broad and wide perspective. So yeah, all of those kind of false starts and sort of dead ends paid off in the end. Yeah.
And like what we also talk about, like, I mean, when I, with my very close friends, is that really nothing is gone to waste, basically, right?
Like, absolutely.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Next question. What is one of your most worthwhile investments that you've ever made?
I would say it is time, in terms of that personal growth. And you know, I always really encourage people to dive into that sort of exploration of, you know, who they are and that self-reflection, you know, from whatever level that might be, from just reading a really good book all the way up to working with a counselor. You know, it's really important. It will make incredible shifts for the rest of your life. And that flows on to, you know, that the people that you interact with as well, your friends and your family and your kids. It's so important. So yeah, that investment of time into that self-reflection is the biggest one for me.
I love that. Next one. If you can travel back in time and only meet your 15-year-old self and give one advice, what would it be?
Well, it would be to not worry about what other people think, which is just, you know, I feel like that's such a universal worry that so many of us have. But yeah, that would be the thing. Like, sort of don't let what other people may or may not think, you know, hold you back from what you want to do in life.
We call that FOPO, fear of people's opinion.
yeah, that is so perfect.
Yeah. Okay,
brilliant.
Next question. What makes you feel alive?
Oh, it would be being in nature, definitely. I'm very much a nature person. As I mentioned, we live in a very small community by the beach, and I like hiking. So those moments where, you know, where, yeah, walking along the coast or and you know, walking through the bush or whatever, and it's I feel most alive in those moments.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was in New Zealand, we trekked barefooted. It was like the first time I did it. It's like, wow, okay.
We're very spoiled for that kind of, you know, connection with nature. Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Ah, I want to move there. Anyway. Next question. What is your proudest moment in life?
Oh, that is a really good question. I would say, so I have a 4-year-old, and I think that my proud moments, I guess since he was born, are those moments where he is really growing and sort of really demonstrating, you know, those a certain value or a certain concept or a certain just compassion or empathy or things for other people. I know that's sort of a little bit like, you know, you can't live your life through your kids, but you know,
it's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. That would be, those would be my, lately, those would be my proud moments.
So last two questions. So the first one is, what does success look like to you?
Well, so to me, success is just being able to live the life that you truly want to live, you know, whatever that looks like for you. So whether it's, in a very simple way, or if it's, if your idea of success is very extravagant, that's totally fine as well. But to me, it's just, living in such a way that really resonates for you.
Cool. So the last one is, what does happiness look like to you?
Oh, it would, again, just be those simple moments of being with people that I love, being connected with nature, just feeling connected with other people and the environment around me. Those are my happy moments.
Nice way to end our interview. Thank you very much again, Misty.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I learned a lot from what you shared. So, and I'm sure the listeners have learned a lot as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much.